This is episode 2338 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day 5 of our series. We are exploring the theme this week of managing anxiety. Anxiety seems to be at an all-time high these days, and in this week's episode, you are discovering meditation techniques and inspiration in each episode to help you manage anxiety. You're also invited to go on a stress makeover quest this week. This is where you track how you respond to stress. And at the end of each day, reflect on how you could have responded in a better way, or congratulate yourself for responding beautifully to stress. So your stress makeover has you doing different stress relief techniques to help you manage your stress better during certain situations. So if you review your day and you notice that you were really short-tempered with loved ones, be sure to reflect on what triggered you to feel so moody and short-tempered. And then think about what you could do next time to manage your stress in a better way when you're in a situation that triggers your stress. So this can be a powerful way for you to break free from those unhealthy stress responses. You can do this. It often takes simply reflecting on how you're living your life. If you'd like to experience this series with 30-minute guided meditations, as well as a journal to help you manage your stress triggers, and a guide with all the meditation techniques on it to help you do a stress makeover for yourself, you are invited to give the Sip and Om meditation app a whirl for a full week free. This is where you can find additional support. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you reflect on your inner truth. If you'd like to focus on a chakra during this meditation, you may focus on your 5th chakra. This represents your inner truth. If you're not familiar with chakras, no worries. You can simply be guided through the meditation without visualizing your 5th chakra. Chakras are simply areas within your body where you hold certain memories and experiences. And your different moods are associated with different chakras. So when you're wanting to manage your response to stress, it's easy to assume that you have to make these drastic changes in your life or stop what you're doing and take a lot of time to figure out how to manage your stress, when really all it takes to create massive change in your life, especially in regard to stress, is to take small incremental steps consistently each day, just as you do as you sit down to meditate. In fact, I think you already know that meditation is one of the very best ways to manage stress. And I would add to that, if you could spend time in nature, this combination is powerful to soothe your anxiety. I want to share with you from one of your fellow meditators. This is from Abigail from Orlando, Florida. She writes to say that one of the most stressful experiences for her is simply anticipating an event. She says, I imagine the worst and I work myself up so much that I have a hard time calming myself down. And I find that sometimes disaster does strike because I've anticipated the worst. Reining in my anxious thoughts and emotions is one of the main reasons I started meditating. When I meditate, now I visualize myself successfully achieving what it is I want out of an event I'm feeling stressed about, and this has helped me enormously. Abigail, I congratulate you for finding a simple solution to the anxiety that I know has plagued you for a long time. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and to guide yourself through this process that Abigail uses to help calm her frazzled nerves. As you sit up straight, making your body nice and comfortable, and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward to keep your thoughts uplifted, begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, allowing your breath to calm down naturally. Visualize something that has a tendency to make you feel anxious or stressed. Maybe it's in the morning when you wake up and try to rush out the door, or maybe you have a difficult relationship with someone in your life. Maybe you're stressed about your health. Mentally affirm, release. Affirm yourself releasing this anxiety. As you embrace a different vision, if you'd like to focus at your throat, your neck, your fifth chakra, the color is indigo blue. It represents how you show up in the world, how people perceive you, and most importantly, it represents your truth, your inner wisdom. Tap into what is true. Focus on your strengths, your unique qualities, and visualize yourself overcoming the stress you may experience day to day. Feel within your body a sense of peace and confidence as you move through the stressful parts of your life. Visualize your strength and vitality. Remember all you've already overcome. Bring to mind a moment you're proud of in your life, how you overcame a challenge, Remember that this strength is still within you. Continue to visualize yourself releasing anxiety as you embrace a new vision for your life. You are so worth slowing down for.